Trying to lose weight? It's time to try Hers. At forhers.com/foryou, you can access affordable, doctor-trusted weight loss treatments tailored just for you. These include oral medication kits or compounded GLP-1 injections. Through Hers, pricing for oral medication kits start at just $69 a month for a 10-month plan when paid in full upfront. No hidden fees, no membership fees. You shouldn't have to go out of your way to feel like yourself. Hers brings expert care straight to you with 100% online access to personalized treatment plans that put your goals first. Reach your weight loss goals with help through Hers. Get started at forhers.com/foryou to access affordable, doctor-trusted weight loss plans. That's forhers.com/foryou, forhers.com/foryou. Paid for by Hims and Hers Health. Weight loss by Hers is not available everywhere. Compounded products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Restrictions at forhers.com. Apply.
Lowe's knows how to help make your home holiday ready for less. Get Select Style Selections vinyl flooring for just $1.99 per square foot and have it installed before the festivities begin. Our team can help you every step of the way. See a Lowe's Red Vest associate or visit lowes.com/holiday install to get started. Lowe's, we help, you save. Basic install only. Date restrictions apply. Subject to availability. Install by independent contractor. See associate for details. Contiguous U.S. only.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to my podcast. In the last two series, I spoke of briefly about the male energies of Shiva, which is the top three chakras. From the throat upwards, everything is predominantly a Shiva kind of energy, pure consciousness, pure stability, pure stillness energy. The bottom three chakras we spoke of as the Shakti energies, everything from navel below, where everything is about physical creation, the physical worlds. Where do these two meet? If you look at the manifestations of Shiva and Shakti, it's everywhere. It's in every one of the 27 constellations, which are male and female. The dominant one being female, because we are living in the physical dimensionality. When I mean physical, it may be even in different dimensions of existence. Whatever you see as even etheric is nothing but a manifestation. Now, where does the male really meet female energies? Because the nakshatras and the zodiacs all are polarized into male type or the female type. So my quest has been, where do these two really meet? And when it came as a download, it was really moving. It shook my world. It's like the center of your chest. It's the Anahat Chakra. It's the heart chakra. Heart is where the oneness of everything meets. Heart is where you meet the male and female, the top and the bottom, the left and the right, the inside and the outside. From the chakra perspective, this is called the Anahata Chakra. Anahata in Sanskrit means one, the sound which is made by not striking two objects. That means to say the sound which is beyond the physical. The separation or the sense of separation is dissolved in that oneness, in that heart center. One cannot distinguish what is going on within me or outside of me. One cannot distinguish inner or outer or left or right or anything. It's the dissolution of all things, all male and female polarizations. That's where Shiva comes to meet Shakti and Shakti comes to meet Shiva. This is where the unionship of love really happens. This is where Shiva wants to give and Shakti wants to take equally, in equal measures. In this equality is where love blooms. That is why, as I have understood it so far, love is the most powerful, sustaining, I wouldn't call it force because force is such a harsh word, dimension of existence. I couldn't even call it that because it's not a dimension. State of being, I couldn't call it state of being either. It just is. Love just is. Love cannot be boxed into anything because it is beyond the dimensions of any kind of reality. It is where Shiva and Shakti really dissolve. It's in the middle of your chest. It's the oneness of all that is. If oneness of all that is experienced, where is the question of polarization? That's what you should be, you know, getting into your thinking, into your understanding, feeling, sensing, perceiving. In this physical world, everything is polarized. Where does the non-polarized existence live? If at all it is, in this physical dimension, what is really moving the creative force from within us as bodies, as souls, within all living things and beings, within all plants, animals, birds, even within an atom and a molecular structure? What is keeping that electron away from proton, for example? It's that center of the heart chakra, the anahata, the one sound that is made without striking to objects. It is a sound that is heard everywhere without distinction. You cannot say it's coming from within me or outside within me. This is where apparently people hear the transcendental sound of Om, for example. But you hear it everywhere. You hear sounds everywhere, inside and outside. It is not a place of what one would call mental sanity. One should not approach here if one is expecting to rationalize things, because it can drive a person insane. If you are hearing sounds which you don't know whether it's coming from inside or outside, your heart chakra is very open. And you just need to be centered in that space for it to allow things to happen. And this is the most difficult thing for a person in love to do, to allow things to unfold as they would unfold. Because that's where Shiva meets Shakti and Shakti meets Shiva unconditionally. It's not based upon what you give me and what I give you. Now let me translate this in terms of mundane, everyday, physical, human, male, female, man, woman kind of existence. If you have a dominance of planets or points in male nakshatras and male zodiac signs, or female nakshatras and female zodiac signs, your tendency as a personality, as an embodied human being, will go in the direction of, well, I'm more male energies or I'm more female energies. Sometimes it can be balanced as well. Lots of times it can be balanced. But this push and pull of polarities is what is always going on. It's like a dynamic stability, if you might call. Something is maintaining this existence and something is even pushing or pulling it in a direction. It's the interplay of the strong and weak interdimensional forces. It's the interplay of Shiva and Shakti, which is going on in creation all the time. It's like a song of dance between one to another. Sometimes a female wants to give, male wants to take. Sometimes a male wants to give, female wants to take. And it's a dynamism, folks. There's no judgment to this. Observe it as an observer. This is what is going on. And within us, we are a container of both Shiva and Shakti. Both men and women are. So if you are starting to get polarized as a man or as a woman, in one of these directions, it is because of the dominance which might be indicated in your Vedic astrology birth chart. But your first step would be then to do what? To understand this. Why am I more being in a man's body, effeminate or female-like tendency? Why do I want to materialize things? Why do I want to have things in physical form? If you are a male with dominantly female nakshatra playing out or female zodiac sign playing out, you might want to think in terms of, I want wealth, or I want this job, or I want this recognition, or I want this kind of female, or I want that kind of a thing. See, all these words I'm saying, it's just wanting to make physical things. That should give you a hint, even if you don't know your birth chart, that you're more Shakti-oriented. On the other hand, if you're embodied in a female body, and then you have more dominant male nakshatras, now I'm taking the reverse here, You might be thinking, I get along more with boys, with men, than females. My tendency is to think and feel and actualize stuff in my world more like a man rather than a woman. Why is that? Well, it might be showing up in your birth chart as dominantly male nakshatras or zodiac signs. You see what I'm saying? So it has nothing to do with embodied male or female or a man or a woman. Those are just stereotypes. Those are just archetypes. Nakshatras are basically archetypes, like the Jungian archetype or like the Enneagram and all these archetypes we had. But now we are in this new energy, is moving beyond these archetypes. But it won't be very easy to move beyond archetypes if you don't know what the archetypes are. Archetypes are essentially male and female in nature, essentially left and right, essentially up and down, essentially inside and outside. These polarizations, which can be termed in terms of two, is what the duality is about. Okay, so understand that love can be met in the heart center. That's why everybody craves that love center. Everybody craves that heart center. And once you experience that, even in a brief way, even in a three-dimensional kind of way, even if you don't know any of this esoteric stuff, it is available to all. It is experienced by all in one form or the other. And that can leave you as a transformed person in a microscopic way even. In a very, very small way even. It changes the path. It changes the potentials of what can unfold for you. Being in love. Because what you touch in that dimension is oneness. What you touch in that dimension is beyond the physical reality itself. You understand what I'm saying? Because you're getting to a place where there is no Shiva, no Shakti, or the merged aspect of both of them. That's what you are getting into when you're getting into the heart center. The dissolution of both polarities evolves a oneness which is beyond all dimensions, beyond all creations. It is everywhere. It is in the most micro and it is in the most macroscopic of all universes put together. It is present, yet it is not present. It collapses all these dualistic paradigms, notions, dimensions, and so on and so forth. That is the catalyst for transformation. That is the catalyst for understanding how to evolve a new person, a new civilization, where we are heading as humanity. We are all moving towards that oneness. We are all moving towards where there is no separation, where there is no polarization. But in everyday terms, how can this be useful? In everyday terms, just try to focus on your heart center. What does it mean to be one with everything? Without my boundaries, limitations, judgment, etc. Just asking the question and sitting with the question silently, focusing on your heart center, doing some mudras probably, would get you to a place where you can start to feel that nurturing and caring and loving for yourself, and therefore nurturing, caring and loving for the others. It starts from you. Okay? I hope this helps in some way. Take care. Be safe.
Trying to lose weight? It's time to try Hers. At forhers.com/foryou, you can access affordable, doctor-trusted weight loss treatments tailored just for you. These include oral medication kits or compounded GLP-1 injections. Through Hers, pricing for oral medication kits start at just $69 a month for a 10-month plan when paid in full upfront. No hidden fees, no membership fees. You shouldn't have to go out of your way to feel like yourself. Hers brings expert care straight to you with 100% online access to personalized treatment plans that put your goals first. Reach your weight loss goals with help through Hers. Get started at forhers.com/foryou to access affordable, doctor-trusted weight loss plans. That's forhers.com/foryou, forhers.com/foryou. Paid for by Hims and Hers Health. Weight loss by Hers is not available everywhere. Compounded products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Restrictions at forhers.com. Apply.
Lowe's knows how to get you ready for holiday hosting with up to 35% off select home decor. And get up to 35% off select major appliances. Plus, members get free delivery, haulaway, basic installation, parts, and a 2-year Lowe's protection plan when you spend $2,500 or more on select LG major appliances. Valid through 10-1. Member offer excludes Massachusetts, Maryland, Wisconsin, New Jersey, and Florida. Installed by independent contractors. Exclusions apply. See Lowe's.com for more details.